to really understand audience, what they want, is definitely much more challenging than many, many decades ago where you only watch television and go to the cinemas. So I think I still remain positive. You will come back. And the question I always ask myself and everybody is that, is cinema a typewriter? You know, if cinema is a typewriter, no one uses typewriter anymore. So then that would be the so-called the real end of cinema in this, you know, world. But the answer always no, but you need to right-size it and you need to really produce more content that the audience want that make them motivated to spend money and come back to the cinema. I'm not passive. I think I'm more... In fact, you look at Cathay Cinema, we have done a lot in the last 2-3 years. Okay, I think we used to have 8 cinema locations in this island. We shut down 4 because the lease is up and you know, we decided we should not continue. And a very painful decision because every shutdown of a cinema costs you money. You got to do, you spend money to retrofit back the original condition to return back to the landlord. You know, and we took steps, painful steps, to stop 4 locations, 2 Orchard, 1 in the East, and 1 in Amokyo. And we think that moving forward, cinema will be really not that big size, many locations, but very strategic spots and right-sizing it. And also, of course, very importantly, very good relationship with the mall owners, because if there's going to be less cinema globally, everywhere, so when the mall have a cinema, you have advantage because the crowd is there and they only go to, there's less location. Since COVID started, cinema is about the only business, if you think about it, it's about the only few businesses that never come back since COVID recovered. Whether it's a concert business, F&B, you know, karaoke, arcade business, even the outdoor entertainment like the zoo, everything, they're back to almost normal. But cinema is something that, you know, people, lifestyle change, you know, during the COVID lockdown and as I say, more options for consumers. And we've been managing for the last few years and we'll continue to manage it. You know, I think at this point in time, we still want to push on. Pre-COVID, all our suppliers, all our partners get our money on time. And this is the fact, no one get dragged. But unfortunately, this situation is so badly that, and it's so tough to feel sorry to people that you owe them money. So we're not at all upset with anyone because we really owe them money. But so we've got to work harder to solve this problem. But we're still working on it to settle the payment. We have been very active and we really want to do more to cover the cinema shortfall, which have not recovered till now yet. We're still talking about how do we try to settle the payment sooner and then we can continue the relationship. It's not like we're ending the relationship. We're still positive that we can solve the problem. It's not like a terminal disease. It's money can solve the problem, then that problem can be solved. So we have to manage the funds and our business, and we hope that it recover and we can settle. I think everyone in business, I mean, I think, that's what I think, before COVID, no one owed a landlord, you know, money or for that matter, their partner's money. Mm-hmm. Cinema business in COVID started until now. I'm quite sure, unless they're very big player, they have a lot of funds and unfortunately a lot of them, like us, you know, we will have some kind of, you know, creditors in the whole value chain, but we are managing it and we try to pay, you know, kind of progressively. And we are one of the very few Chinese entertainment company that cover all the markets, you know, rooted very deeply, that you go to other markets, MM2, really fly the flag, and we want to capitalize on our presence and our network, and we think we can. But unfortunately, you know, a lot of people say, why do you buy the cinema? Why do you acquire the cinema? But it's really history, and on hindsight, you have the crystal ball, then we would not do that, right? I mean, it's very relative, huh? Because You just say from one end, you spend like what, maybe at the peak, like $14, $15, some special price for student, maybe much lesser, below $10. And you spend 2 hours in a comfortable environment, watch a nice story and bring some group of friends. I think it's relatively expensive, not expensive. And I don't think it's it's really expensive. I mean, really, I would say it's relative, where, I mean, you stay at home and we just use our social media, it's zero cost. But you go to cinema and you really, so the content must be good. It's not going to be just cinema. It's where cinema is very small there. It's where, like, it's not even called cinema. It's like multi-purpose hall. You can do social gathering. You can do social broadcast. You know, we also have a sound studio where you can do recording. You can do singing. You can do live broadcast. And so it's not a cinema. It's a multi. There's going to be a kind of a live house, you know, where young people can show their talent, get spotted, and things like that. But of course, if you remain very optimistic about cinema is coming back, then you should not cut your hall. You should keep it all there, still waiting for that big box office to come. But we think that would be a bit risky. I think we'll wait long enough. And it's better to just right-size it to a size where you can manage the financial of the business. Then if really a lot come, you just can't supply, then let it be. But you know you won't lose money. Then to cater a lot, but no one take it up. But you're still paying the rentals, and then it'll be challenging. Like any other business, when you are faced with financial challenges and you think the business is still ongoing with prospect, we try to really salvage it and grow it. But you can't do it yourself, so you got to find partners. We're quite willing to actually dispose of the cinema. And we don't mind just managing the cinema.